Bless your name. We're going to move along with a tribute to our pastor through the eyes of liturgy, praise, and worship, and Sister Diane Beckett.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
the
Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All of the members of the Liturgy, Praise, and Worship Ministry, please stand. You may be seated. A tribute to our pastor, Reverend Darrell LaRue Armstrong. This is a tribute through the eyes of the Liturgy, Praise, and Worship Service Ministry. And I emphasize eyes.
All right.
The word pastor in Latin and Greek is derived from words that mean shepherd. The Liturgy, Praise, and Worship Ministry is blessed to have a shepherd like Pastor Darrell LaRue Armstrong. We understand that the Lord is our heavenly and spiritual shepherd, and we thank God for giving us an earthly shepherd in the flesh of Pastor Armstrong. For he leads this ministry and the congregation of Shiloh Baptist Church by his example of godly living, godly worship, and godly praise. We are a ministry that believes everything that has breath must worship God, and we do it in our songs, with our dances, and with our theatrical talents. It is Pastor Armstrong's leadership and his passion and vision for our church that inspires us to grow and realize more ways in which we can give God praise. Proverbs 29:18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." And it is evident that Pastor Armstrong believes this scripture, for he is intimately involved with the Liturgy, Praise, and Worship Ministry. He becomes excited when we share our ideas. He encourages us to find ways to include more members, whether 9 or 99 years old, so that everyone can use their gifts and talents to edify God. What is extra special about our pastor as it relates to the Liturgy, Praise, and Worship Ministry specifically, is that he is in touch with our changing times. Although the message of our love for Jesus never changes, and our desire to win souls for Christ never changes, the manner in which it is done has definitely changed.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially as it relates to engaging our younger demographic. Pastor Armstrong understands this. He never says no to initiatives that include more and exclude none. No matter how elaborate the vision may be, Pastor Armstrong supports our plans and encourages us to praise God in new and innovative ways. Pastor Darrell LaRue Armstrong, like King David, is a man after God's own heart. Yet, like David's son, King Solomon, he is a preacher, as translated in the King James Version. Yet, in the NIV, the New International Version, Solomon's vocation is translated as that of a teacher. What is magnificent about the Bible is that there is no contradiction, just opportunities to become more fully empowered by the Word of God. Our pastor is both a preacher and a teacher, and with every passing year, Pastor Armstrong illustrates his yearning to lead a church that understands the Word of God. He teaches the Liturgy, Praise, and Worship Ministry that our outward praise must be an expression of our inner love for Jesus. Pastor Armstrong teaches us that not only to sing or dance or speak a word, we are to minister to God's people through our expression. As a ministry, we love what God allows us to do. But the teachings and leadership of Pastor Armstrong enables us to truly understand why we do it. We have learned that singing a popular song and kids dancing a fast step may look good, but Pastor Armstrong teaches us that it must serve the greatest purpose, which is praising God and ushering souls into the kingdom. Pastor Armstrong loves us enough to hold us accountable for our worship and praise, because he holds himself accountable to God as the shepherd of this flock.
All right.
It is easy to follow a shepherd like Pastor Armstrong because he truly is a humble servant of God. A good shepherd leads by example, and that is what Pastor Armstrong does. There is no task he won't tackle. Pastor Armstrong participates in our annual resurrection play and plays Jesus. He learns his lines, he comes to rehearsals, becomes the character, and works just as hard as everyone in the cast. Then when it's all over, he helps clean up, he moves props, rearranges chairs, and assists wherever he can. Pastor Armstrong pops into children's rehearsals as he always wants to see and hear what we are preparing to share with God's people. His unrelenting support to his ministry is unquestionable. Pastor Armstrong is also generous with his time, his talents, and his financial resources. Whenever the choir travels with him, he sometimes gives the ministry a financial blessing as a sign of his appreciation.
Amen.
He shares all of who God created him to be with Shiloh Baptist Church, and we are thankful to God for he called him as the pastor and shepherd of this church 12 years ago. Amen. Pastor Armstrong, on behalf of the Liturgy, Praise, and Worship Ministry, we thank you for all that you have done and for the man of God that you are. This ministry and church continue to grow and flourish because of the vision God has placed in your spirit. May God continue to fill you with wisdom and passion as you continue to shepherd this body of believers. We love you.
All right.
Let us all stand and give Pastor Armstrong and First Lady Melanie a loving, warm welcome. They came in during the celebration, and we didn't get a chance to do that. But it's all about Pastor Armstrong and Miss Melanie this evening, so let's give them some love.